Let's begin. Quote number one, again, my style is that it's numbered by the English and the Hebrew, the original text, precedes it. Gomel Omer, the camel says, Hashem mimarom yishag, Hashem roars from on high, umimaon kacho yiten kolo. He sends his voice from his holy abode. Sha'og yishag al navehu. The roar that he roars is regarding his lodging. Now, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Half the problem with Perek Shira is that those who say it just manage to pronounce the words correctly, and that's about it. How do you translate this? What are we talking about? And in order to appreciate this, which is, it's gorgeous, I would say by the time we're done, hopefully exhilarating, we need to appreciate what's going on. Hashem is on high, right? Hashem himself is untouchable. You can't sully, you can't dirty Hashem through your Averos. Hashem remains on high. From his holy abode, he sends out a voice. When does a person send out a voice? When there's something on your mind.
Yes, when you want to talk about it.
When you want to talk about it, when something's concern. So Hashem sends out a voice. That's how we talk. He's communicating. Sha'og yishag, he is roaring. Who roars?
A lion.
A lion roars. Right? The roar of leadership. Of someone with power who wants to do something. Al Navehu, regarding his lodging, regarding the Beis HaMikdash. What does the camel have to do with Hashem roaring about the Beis HaMikdash? So the first step in the process is to understand the word gomel. He's called a camel, a gomel. Well, what does the word gomel mean? So we find basically two translations for the word gomel. And I give you the bullets over here, quotes 2 and 3. Let's go through them slowly. The first one, and it comes up in different places, but this is the classic. Vayigdal ha-yeled vayigamal. The child grew up, he grew older, and he was weaned. He stopped nursing. Pasuk continues and tells you, if you didn't realize the context yet, Vayas Avram mishte gadol. Avram made a great feast. Biyom higamel es Yitzchak. On the day that Yitzchak was weaned. It's a great milestone. We have it, maybe it's not a specific day, but it's basically the day that the doctor tells you, you can feed them table scraps. Yippee! Now, what's so great about feeding them table scraps? It's a milestone. And Avram made a festive meal. What does the word gomel mean in this pasuk?
Weaned. Right.
Stops needing to take from the mother. To a certain degree, he has become self-sufficient. In the case of a child, it doesn't mean he's never going to need to eat. He's going to need to eat. He's just switching his menu. But with regard to his mother, he no longer needs to eat. And that's the gomel. The gomel, the camel, before it goes on a journey, it drinks, it does what it's provided for, and then vayigamal, he becomes a camel. He does not need that connection for the next few days, next week, for whatever it is. There's a period of time now where he is exhibiting a character trait called he gomel. he's provided for. There's another application, which we will see is actually related, but at first glance it's a totally different translation.
Yes.
Tehillim, Perek Yud Gimel, the last pasuk, famous pasuk. Quote number 3, Va'ani b'chastecha batachti, as for me, the author Tehillim says, I trust in Hashem. Yogel libi b'shuasecha, my heart will rejoice from your salvation. I walk in confidence. Ashira l'Hashem, I will sing to Hashem. Ki gomal aloi, because he has dealt kindly with me. Over here, the word gomal is used to dish it out. He has dealt kindly. He has given generously. And I rejoice in the salvation that despite the odds, Hashem came through. So you'll ask, which one is it? Does gamal mean I no longer need to be provided for? I am weaned. I don't need to drink or eat. I'm provided for. Or does it mean ki gamal alai, the ability to give, to deal kindly and benevolently with others? If you'll think about it, in yeshiva we would say, you know, you got to pace the hallway a few times to appreciate this. If you think about it, it's the same message. It's the same person. A person who feels provided for is able to give. It's so simple, but it's a lifetime of work. It has nothing to do with how much you have. It has to do with how provided for you feel you are. You feel provided for, you can give. The camel is the personification of that. He feels provided for. He's taken care of. And therefore you can put on hundreds of pounds on his back in a sandstorm and tell him, walk and go. And as long as the load is within reason, he gets up, he goes, and no problem. He doesn't ask you for anything. Doesn't ask you for supper. Doesn't ask you for a new wardrobe. He doesn't. He's provided for. And that's gamal.